Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. Rod Hampton here again with more inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world. And here are the stories for this week.
Hello, I'm Juliana Smoke. Today we're going to learn about a children's choir from Africa and how they're igniting a heart for worship and discipling young leaders.
I'm John Graham, and 2 years ago the film God's Not Dead took Hollywood by surprise by grossing $60 million. Now actor-producer David A.R. White is back, and he's with us today on The Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. We'll talk with a leader who works with Hispanic churches, helping Spanish-speaking women make greater commitments to missions.
I'm Rona Brown. Stephen Curtis Chapman is here to tell us about something he's never done before, until now.
Also today, what is Send North America? Well, that's on our Missionary Moment. And that's this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. Bringing the cultures of East Africa and America together while discipling young leaders is the heart of the Daraja Children's Choir. Here's Juliana Smoke with a story now on Life with Purpose Radio.
Hearing the music from the Daraja Children's Choir. It is a choir of children from Uganda and Kenya that tour the United States, bridging the cultures of East Africa and America by igniting hearts to worship the Lord. And along the way, the children are being discipled into young leaders. Elisa Allred is tour director, and she joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Hello.
Hi.
Now, the Daraja Children's Choir started back in 2007. Take me back to how it all began.
We were founded by a ministry called the 410 Bridge. One of the things that they wanted to do is bridge the beautiful joy and culture and love of Jesus of the people in Africa back here to the U.S. to all those people that don't have the opportunity to go to Africa and experience that. From that thought came the vision for Daraja Children's Choir.
And how many children make up the choir?
This year, we have 23 kids. We have 5 from Kenya and 18 from Uganda.
Wow. Well, and how do you go about selecting the children that make up this choir?
What we do is we lean into the indigenous leadership within those communities that have been established there. And then we narrow it down with our Daraja staff. They're looking for kids that are eager to learn and lead and also love Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's a great adventure for the children. Where do you all perform?
Well, we perform in the United States, up and down the East Coast, and out to the Midwest, down into Texas. Every year, every tour can be a little bit different.
You and your husband are traveling with the children. How have you seen the Lord use this tour?
It's really hard to narrow that down into one or two stories, just because we constantly see God at work, not only in the children's lives, as He begins to develop them and develop their character. One of the main focuses of what we do when we have these children here for 6 months is to constantly do everything we can to point them back to Jesus. We want to see them develop into disciples so that they can go back and get Jesus in their family and communities and hopefully be world changers one day. And so we see the impact that it makes on their lives, and we've seen the lives of individuals here in the U.S. just be transformed. They get to stay with host families. Host families have these kids in their home, and they just are impacted. We've had families that have never considered adopting before come to us and say, you know, I want you to meet my daughter. We never planned on adopting, but because we hosted Daraja in our home, God used them to impact us. And stories like that, we actually know a family that after seeing Daraja, they just felt the Lord was telling them, I want you to sell everything you have, and I want you to be willing to go wherever I tell you to go. And that's exactly what they did. And now they're overseas doing incredible work for the Lord. So those are just two of the many blessings that we get to experience. We are not a performance choir. We are a worship choir. And so we take it very seriously. And so when we go into these churches, we believe that God has something specific for the people there. We want them to see straight to Jesus and to His throne and be in His presence. Our prayer is that lives are transformed through this.
Mm-hmm. And you're pouring into the children's lives during the tour, but it doesn't just end when the tour ends. You're discipling and mentoring the children after the tour.
Yes, we have an incredible follow-up program. So we continue to follow up with them in years to come and disciple them, because we believe that they're the leaders that God has chosen to lead their community to Christ and possibly even nation one day.
Wow. If someone wants to catch a concert or book a tour, how can they go about doing so?
If you would like to find our schedule, it's online at dirajachoir.org. And while you're on there, you can check out other stuff about our choir. Specifically, you can send us a booking request, and that's how you can talk to us about getting Diraja at your church and worshiping with your congregation.
We've been speaking with Elisa Allred, tour director for the Diraja Children's Choir. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
When everyone is asking why, we answer with help, healing, and hope. We are Southern Baptist Disaster Relief. We answer. To help, visit BaptistRelief.org. A message from the North American Mission Board.
Thank you for listening each week to Life with Purpose Radio. With the success of God's Not Dead, the producers of the movie are back again. And John Graham gets the story from David A.R. White on today's Culture Connection.
It's been about 2 years since America learned that God's not dead. Well, saw the movie, that is. And our old friend, producer, actor, and entrepreneur in the faith film genre, David A.R. White, joins us today to talk about the sequel, God's Not Dead 2, and a few other things going on with Pure Flix Entertainment. David, we've enjoyed having you and your wife on the show a few times, and welcome back.
Well, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
It's a joy to have you. Now, first off, can we talk for a second about the first movie? Over $60 million. Were you surprised?
I think everybody was surprised. Pure Flix has been in business for about 10 years, and, you know, and along the way, it's funny, I think it imitates your spiritual journey and your life in a lot of ways is you just try to keep your head, you know, keep your direction toward the Lord, keep doing what He wants you to do. And a lot of times it's not fun and there's a lot of work involved. And then all of a sudden God just seems to bless that thing that you did. And it doesn't make any sense. It's not like you did anything special. But that's how we felt with God's Not Dead. The best, I think, was the weekend that it opened. All of Hollywood called us that Monday morning saying, who is Pure Flix and what is God's Not Dead?
Yeah.
And there couldn't have been a sweeter, just, you know, it's just amazing to watch the town just completely scratch their heads.
Tell us what's going on in God's Not Dead 2.
Anytime you try to follow up something like God's Not Dead, it's very difficult. You want to make sure that it's first and foremost entertaining, but then also that it hits on another topic and it doesn't feel like it's just, you know, you're just rehashing the same thing. And I'm happy to say that I think we did it. The story came together. It's entertaining. We've been doing these pre-screenings all over the country and people are doing standing ovations. And so we're excited to share it April 1st with the world.
Well, it's extremely exciting. Of course, with the success from the first film, you've also been able to kind of expand your ministry in a lot of ways. I saw some things about Pure Flix Digital. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Pure Flix Digital went, it started, we went live June 1st, and it's basically, if you go to pureflix.com, it's the faith and family version of Netflix. There's now close to 4,000 titles on it. In the first 6 months, it exceeded our expectations to where people watched about 500,000 hours of faith content versus, you know, the alternative of what they would be watching on Netflix. And so we're just, you know, excited to see how the Lord is using that. It's basically streaming 24/7. 365 days a year, make safe content, but at the same time, entertaining and for the whole family. And this month, actually, Do You Believe is playing, it is exclusively on that PureFlix.com, and so you can watch it there.
The last movie, we had Kevin Sorbo, of course, and you, and gosh, I can't even go down the list. A lot of great names and actors. And what are we looking for in this one as far as the cast is concerned?
You know, for us, it's always so important to pray about who's going to be in the movies, and we were surprised on the casting of this film. He brought in, you know, a whole lot of different folks. We bring some people back from the first film, But in this one, we have Melissa Joan Hart, who just came off of that Melissa and Joey series.
Yeah.
She's the star of the story. Jesse Metcalf is one of the leads as well. He comes from Dallas and a whole host of other shows. Haley Horatio, who's on the Goldbergs currently, and Robin Givens, we all know her. Pat Boone, Mike Huckabee even does a cameo in it. Yeah, we're just amazed that I think we have like 11 celebrities in the film.
Wow.
Something like that.
Well, it'll be a lot of fun to watch. And it's just neat to see how God has lifted you up in Hollywood, not such a edifying kind of a place.
You know, it's amazing. I think it goes back to this. The Lord puts different dreams inside of our heart. You know, and if you, that Psalms 37:4-5, if you delight yourself in the Lord first and foremost, and you give him those dreams, and those dreams a lot of times are, I think they're supposed to be bigger than you. You start to follow those, and it's amazing to see how he will bring those to fruition, and he will bring those to light.
Well, it is truly exciting, and we love keeping up with you, David, and we can't wait to see God's Not Dead 2 coming to theaters April 1st, is that right?
That is correct, yep.
And folks can find out more about the film. What's the website for marketing and so forth?
GodsNotDeadMovie.com.
Simple enough. GodsNotDeadMovie.com.
Yep.
David, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Until next time, this is John Graham bringing you The Culture Connection.
Every week on Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you stories of people living their lives with purpose and caring Christians around the world. It's our hope that our stories encourage you to live your life with purpose. And today would be a good day to let us know by connecting with us here at Life with Purpose Radio. Our email is stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And you can give us your comments or questions about the program. Again, that email address, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And you'll also find us online at facebook.com/LWP Radio, or maybe you can follow us on Twitter. We're there as well, @LWP Radio. By the way, how'd you like to get a free book just for listening to the program? Well, you can. Our free book is The Coffee Shop That Changed a Church, from best-selling author Steve Parr. Just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Once again, to get the free book, lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. It's just a small way of saying thank you for being a listener. Well, let's get back to our stories for this week. Myrna?
Thanks, Rod. Grammy and Dove Award-winning artist Stephen Curtis Chapman is here to tell us about something he's never done before until now.
All right, thanks, Myrna. Also ahead is an overview of Send North America and how it works. That's on our missionary moment. Before all of that, Ron Lawson is in the Life with Purpose Radio studio with the story, Hispanic Women on Mission.
Our culture is diverse. We are a people who come from many different cultures, and some speak different heart languages. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Mission Board, visits with a women's leader who works with Hispanic churches, leading women to new commitments to mission involvement. Let's listen.
I'm glad to have on the phone with me today Sandra Rice, who for the past 5 years has led the Baptist Hispanic Women's Ministry in Georgia. And along with her leadership team, she is making a difference in the lives of this group of women. Sandra, thank you so much for being with us today on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you for having me.
I have been so excited to see the growth and mission activity going on with the Hispanic women in our state. Tell our listeners a little bit about your background and how God has led you to work with Hispanic churches here in Georgia.
Well, I work with a group of ladies that we are 13, and our focus is to serve the Lord by training and teaching the Spanish women to be involved in mission, to help them with their ministry in their churches. We have 3 events in the year. 2 are retreats, women retreats. The one in the spring, we double our attendance from the previous year. We're getting 250 women decided to pray and fast that the Lord would give us more ladies to come. We doubled that to 503, and 15 ladies accepted the Lord. And so
amazing.
That was a wonderful time that we had back in the spring. For our August training, we had 358 adult children, GAs and ACT teens. The reason why we do the training that way, because we decided that the young girls, the ACT teens in most of the churches were not receiving any information on missions. So that helps them, and some of them for the first time, to hear about missions.
You've had tremendous growth. Those numbers are remarkable. I'm particularly interested in the fact that you recently took a group of the ladies to Guatemala to do mission work. I wonder if you'd tell us about that and share with us in particular about the girls that you ministered to there and how many came to faith in Christ.
We decided to get a group of 13 ladies, and we decided to go to Guatemala. We had a point of contact over there. We made arrangements to go to different places, to go to schools, to speak with the girls in schools. We went to the park and to the market. We shared the Word of God everywhere that we went. In particular, the one that is close to our heart was going to a shelter for abused girls. The youngest girl in this group was 10 years old. She had been there for 4 years. A lot of these girls were abused by their father, a relative in the home, or a neighbor. And they put them in this place until they find a place for them, or they just, until somebody goes and claim them. The girl that was there since she was six, her parents do not want her back. And so she'll be there until she gets to be an adult or somebody would like to sponsor her. That was very touching and heartbreaking to see those girls. Some of them have their babies with them. We were able to share the love of God to them, able to speak to them. They were really hungry for us to hug them, to just be with them. So for us, that was one of the hardest things that we did during our trip.
Yes.
We prayed for these girls every day because we realized the pain that they have.
Yes.
We gave them Bibles. We gave them a little toiletry kit that we got from the WMU from the state. And to see those girls take that little bag and go and run to the rooms and put them all together very neatly, it was really overwhelming for us to see that something that small, something that it probably didn't even mean that much to us, it meant a lot to them.
Mm-hmm.
As we left that place, we knew in our heart that we needed to pray for them.
Yes.
The other part, we did a lot of conferences for women, a whole day of conferences on a Saturday, and 146 women and children and young women accepted the Lord.
Amen. That's wonderful.
Guatemala is a country that needs God, and we always felt that the prayers from all the women here in Georgia were with us. We never had any problems. Wherever we went, we were able to speak about God with no problems. It was an exciting time for us. To God be the glory for all we did.
Amen. You know, that's an amazing account of how God is at work in Guatemala through the ministry of these wonderful Georgia Baptist women who went and ministered there. And you saw over 140 coming to faith in Christ. We just rejoice with you, and we pray that the churches there in Guatemala can make a great difference among the people there. I'm particularly touched to hear the stories about how the children are abused and have such horrific circumstances, and I want to thank you on behalf of all of us for ministering to them as you have. I wonder if you would tell us where you see God at work with the Hispanic women here in Georgia, and what is he showing you for the future?
What I see is God changing lives. I see how the Hispanic women are growing, and I see how they're learning to be godly women. For me personally, I see that we still have a lot of work to do. We need to reach more women for Christ, especially the younger women.
Amen. We're so glad that God has called you to this ministry. Sandra, we're grateful for what he's doing. We see exciting growth, hundreds of women who want to be on mission for Christ, coming to the conferences, becoming active, and reaching others with the gospel. I want to try something, Sandra, and you'll have to forgive my accent. Sandra, gracias por estar con nosotros este día en la vida con propósito radio. I don't know how bad
that was. That was very good. That was very good.
What I was trying to say was, Sandra, thank you for being with us today on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you for having me.
God bless you.
For more information on Georgia Baptist Woman's Ministry, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
You most likely know the name Stephen Curtis Chapman when it comes to Christian music. Well, his latest project is going in a bit of a different direction. So Myrna Brown caught up with Stephen recently to get the story for Life with Purpose Radio.
The heavens declare your glory. The skies sing the work of your hands, and day after day they call out and say,
as believers in Christ, it's important that we know what we believe and why we believe it. Stephen Curtis Chapman tells us about a collection of songs he's written that helps us to declare those truths musically. And he joins us on Life with Purpose Radio. Hi there.
Hey there. How is everybody? How are you, Myrna? And everybody listening? Well, I guess I won't be able to hear from them, but I'm going to trust that they're well, and it is great to talk with you.
It is wonderful to talk to you. What a treat. This is your 19th solo album, but your first corporate worship record. Why now?
Great question, and great privilege for me to get to share a little bit of the story. I have been writing songs with the purpose and the prayer behind every song of God. I want to know you, and then I want to make you known. I want to use the gifts that you've given me. If it's five people in a living room somewhere, if it's 5,000 people in on a big stage somewhere, let this be what I would be found using my gifts and abilities for. So through the years, it's been songs, you know, as a dad, a husband, a friend, and I feel like all those songs, at the heart of them, they're worship songs. They're songs, you know, Scripture tells us, do everything you do to the glory of God. In fact, I wrote a song about that a few years ago called Do Everything. Those are worship songs for me. But with that said, you know, songs that really are written in a way of declaring, we together, these are the things that we believe. This is what we are anchoring our hearts to. This is the Word of God, the truth of God's Word. Those songs have always been a part of my journey, but 7.5 years ago, we lost our youngest daughter, and a lot of people are familiar with that story, our journey. We have 6 children, 3 that are ours by the miracle of birth, and 3 that are ours by the miracle of adoption. Our youngest daughter, Maria, who in 2008, just a few days after her 5th birthday, went to be with Jesus, a result of a tragic accident at our home. For us, our faith and our hope was tested at the deepest level to walk through that valley. And as we were walking in the first steps into that dark, dark place, what really helped keep not only my faith alive, but I would say it helped really save my life and sanity in those darkest places, trying to know how to take the next steps and walk through that with my family. I took a breath, and with all that was left in me, I remembered a song that a dear friend of mine had written and that I'd sung many, many times. It comes from the book of Job, and I just began to declare with what little bit of oxygen I had in my lungs, blessed be the name of the Lord. You give, you take away, but you are God, and I'm going to trust you. And my heart is going to choose to say, blessed be your name.
Let's celebrate this one together.
Sometimes it was whispering it. Sometimes it was screaming it at the top of my lungs until I didn't have a voice. And I began to realize some amazing things, even in Scripture, that I hadn't seen before. Even Abraham
It talks in Scripture about how he grew in faith as he gave glory to God. Now, 7.5 years later, almost 8 years later, since we began this journey with the loss of our little girl, I began to realize that, you know, there were some songs inside of me that I wanted to do that for some other people, and I wanted to make some of those declarations and proclaim these things in some songs that we could stand and sing together.
You have given us a new name, the sons and daughters of your righteousness.
And say, this is what we believe, and we're going to proclaim it, we're going to declare it, we're going to sing it. And if I could give, you know, some people some of those songs, one of those songs that they could declare in those darkest places in their life as well as on the mountaintops, that would be an incredible blessing to get to create some of those songs and write some of those songs. And that's really what Worship and Believe is about.
Thank you so much, Stephen Curtis Chapman, for your time. The new project, Worship and Believe.
You're very welcome, Myrna. Bless you. Thank you.
And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's Mystery Moment highlights Send North America here on Life with Purpose Radio.
North America needs Jesus. Send North America is Southern Baptist's response.
What is Send North America? Send North America is evangelistic church planting. Pure and simple.
Send North America is putting existing churches and missionaries together to start new churches.
It's true that new churches reach more people for Jesus. That's why we want to partner with existing churches to plant new churches all over North America. We all have a heart and passion to see people come to Jesus Christ. And if that takes trying something new to see it happen, then it's time to try something new.
What we've got to be able to do is to tie church planting to missions and to help Southern Baptists understand that church planting is the original mission of the church.
Everything we do with this points to planting healthy Southern Baptist churches, who themselves will plant more healthy Southern Baptist churches.
To get started, go to NAMB.net and click on the Mobilize Me button. Send North America starts here. This is your invitation.
For more information about North American and international missionaries, just head to lifewithpurposeradio.com. Again, that's lifewithpurposeradio.com. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. And we hope that you've been inspired to live life with purpose as you heard about DeRaja Children's Choir, God's Not Dead, Part 2, Hispanic Women on Mission, Stephen Curtis Chapman, and Send North America. See you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose, and be sure to check out lifewithpurposeradio.com for information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Mission Board. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.